You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, you have them, we make them worse. What's happening?
We have Angela today, and she is dealing with the potential loss of a pet.
Oh, no.
Okay, Angela?
Yay!
Sorry about what's going on.
Thank you.
Why don't you bring us up to speed?
So basically my family has two dogs. We've had them since they were puppies, and they're both from the same litter. So they've been together their whole lives. We adopted them together and took them home together. They're best friends. And they're just, you know, it's been they're nearing the end of their life expectancy.
Can I just ask a quick question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you TX's wife? Her name is Angela. Close. You two dogs from the same litter getting old? Is this not a little on the nose for you right now?
It's very on the nose. It's not my wife.
Okay.
I don't think. Her name is Angela.
Okay.
Her real name's Angela?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I thought it was.
Didn't you know her by the shortened name? No?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what else it would have been.
It's Angie.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Listen, it's my fault.
Yeah.
I've taken us off the topic. What a shock. All right, so tell us more about the dogs.
They're older, and recently they both started acting really sick.
Oh, God.
And we thought that maybe they were, like, both just getting sick at the same time. So we brought them into the vet, and it actually turns out that one is actually sick and is terminal, but the other dog is healthy and is probably just acting sick because it's heartbroken that the first one is sick.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a mirroring behavior that they do sometimes, especially if they've spent their whole lives together. They're very bonded.
Like literally every moment they've been alive, they've been together.
Yeah, there's never been a time for more than like a couple of hours, I think, that they've been out of each other's lives. Wow. Like sometimes one had to go to the vet and the other one didn't. And when the one was gone, it's like they'd be at the window the whole time, like whining and waiting for them to get back. They're, like I said, they're soul bonded.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, the vet basically said that the sick dog is probably going to need to be put down pretty soon.
God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. It's tough, you know. They're part of your family.
Yeah.
So told us that the sick dog needed to be put down and then said something else that really surprised me, which was that the healthy dog could be put down at the same time. Which kind of took me aback. But the way he explained it is basically like, since it will probably only get worse and the healthy one like may not recover from the heartbreak of losing its sibling, that maybe putting them down together would be like for both of them.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. That's a
That's a BOGO deal?
Oh my gosh.
What are you doing?
This is terrible.
The insensitive person on the show is me.
No, I'm saying this is outrageous for like the vet to be like, buy one, get one.
But I just want it on the record. The first thing that sprung into my mind, I remember this a few years back, some dude in one of the Dakotas died and it was in his will that he was like, you put my dog down and bury me with my dog. And they did it.
No.
Yes.
That's a healthy, insane. Happy dog?
Yes.
I don't know if he was happy.
Well, yes. So, I mean, I don't know if this vet is being unethical or whatever.
Can you tell me what your vet is so I can make sure they're not my dog's vet?
Right.
Gosh.
But also...
I mean, is the writing on the wall as far as the broken heart? Like, I've experienced it with my dogs when one of the dogs had to go for surgery. So he was gone for like 2 days. And the other dog was just... And he might as well have been dead. Like, he was so
sad.
He was so sad because we're in the same situation where it's like they only know each other. And then you take it away and he's like, what is life now? You know, my brother's gone.
They get a puppy instead.
Well, I think my reaction was very similar to you guys at the very beginning. Like, it just seemed like so crazy to think of putting down our healthy dog. But I think that's why I called you. I'm feeling like a dilemma about it, because the more I've thought about it, there's like a part of me that's like, maybe this is the right thing to do. And I need some outside perspective.
Okay, well, let me just jump in real quick and get you that perspective. 303-222-5423. Please call, please text.
The thought of putting down a healthy dog makes me not well.
But and can like I just say, well, what if the dog does take a nosedive? Then,
but what
then
if he doesn't?
Exactly.
Well, you're going to put one down now and one down in 4 weeks?
Maybe.
And I do want to mention that I also have an 8-year-old daughter, and she's known them her whole life. And so I struggle with, do I have her mourn the loss of one and then potentially a few months later the loss of a second one? Or is it kinder to have her lose them at the same time?
No.
I don't know what to do. You can tell I'm losing. Like, I'm in goofy mode now, and this is not healthy. Like, I don't know what to say. This is outrageous, but it makes sense. Some weird little part of me, I think I understand what Angela's saying. Like, at first, you're like, no!
But the dog, the healthy dog is going to be like, why are you doing this?
It's not healthy, though, Erica.
Yeah.
It's not healthy.
Well, it's just depressed.
So, and it's going to be less depressed if it, like...
Yeah, is it going to get better once it loses?
It might, as long as you're there to help support it.
Yeah, or is there... I know I'm the
getting a puppy
I'm the
anti-dog is an interesting
guy on the show, so I'm not trying to be that guy, but is there something to... They came in together. They lived a hell of a life together. Yuck. They went out together.
No.
Is there anything to that? I mean,
it's not a movie.
Children's novel.
It's the debate that I've been having in my head for a few days. And I know it seems crazy. So I don't know. I feel like I've lost all perspective because I'm just, my family's in kind of, you know, anticipatory grief mode right now.
There's pretty much no perspective left in this room either, because we're just all.
I think you just get a puppy.
I don't.
Or adopt a grown dog that could be the companion.
I know this is not. I am being a terrible person to you right now, but like, if your fiance died, don't just get a new boy. Like,
totally
just get a
different.
New boy. Get
totally
a new boy.
Different.
No, it's not. This person is like, it is very different because you've only been with him for like a couple of years. These two dogs have been together their whole life. You don't just, replace it. Oh, just go get a new goldfish like we're in a sitcom.
But give it a new companion.
I don't think it works like that. That is.
Yeah. This feels even deeper than like we all have siblings, but we don't have twins. Like it's like a deeper that these.
No, wait. So what? If one twin dies, you just out the other?
That's not the same. Because they don't live every waking moment.
Maybe they do. Maybe these twins are 20.
Conjoined.
No, maybe they're
you're
21.
Not, this is Angela.
And they've gone to school together and they went to college together. And then what? You just take one out?
Angela, hang on while the absurdity continues here. We're going to get you some advice. I don't have, you don't take a twin out. Oh my God, I'm going to start laughing. And I don't want to. I feel so uncomfortable that like I have that weird.
The answer is no. Thing.
The answer is maybe not, though. Why are the boys being the logical ones?
That's in the grief. So I have never lost a pet, and it's what I'm very.
It will suck even for you.
I'm very, very afraid of it because it's on the horizon. And I don't know what that grief is like. Is it better to do one big one, to have it multiple times?
It feels super selfish to do that, though.
I know. But also, when you have a kid involved, that like, what's better for the kid?
You would have a dog to cuddle in your grief.
No.
Unless you got rid of them both at the same time.
Yeah. Mm. But if that dog, is that dog going to be cuddleable if it's, that this broken
is,
hearted.
I don't mean to make this weird because Aaron said it's a movie or what? It's not a movie, but this is The Notebook. This is the other dog climbing into the bed with the dying dog and then dying itself.
It's not Romeo and Juliet.
But it kind of is, you guys. Like, I think it's so weird that the two dudes are being the, like,
no, you're not
romantic
being,
no,
sort of.
You're not.
I'm being romantic between the owner and the pet.
I'm being romantic between the two pets.
Romance sucks. I don't like any of this.
This is the weirdest. I don't like this. Here's what I don't want on the phones. Do not call with the, like, can this vet do it? I don't know if legally the vet can do it, but a vet has suggested it. So let's get away from that angle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about should we consider this, or do we give this dog a chance to snap out of it?
It's also always about quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
That is legit what you do at the end. There's a test, and it's like, if that dog was acting, if she took the dog to the vet because she thought it was sick, then that dog, for all intents and purposes, is sick.
I don't like it.
I don't know. I feel like either of those dogs would probably give up their own life to protect the other one.
Oh.
Jeez.
Because I'm serious.
It's a great point, but it's just a gut punch at this point.
I don't know. To make them go on without the other one is cruel in its own way.
But to kill the healthy dog is also
cruel.
It's
not healthy. You got to take healthy out of it.
To kill the not sick dog is also cruel.
You guys, if you have any advice whatsoever, 303-222-5423.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is an awkward OPP, to say the least. Mm.
No, it's not awkward. It's cruel.
I don't know that. Okay, so Angela called. Both of her dogs were really, really sick. She took them to the vet, and the vet confirmed one of them is terminal, and the other one is just heartbroken.
And like sympathy sick. Mm.
They're from the same litter. They grew up their whole lives together and they're at the end of their life expectancies, I think what she said.
Yes. So the vet has offered to put the terminal one down and the same with the non-terminal one, because this does happen where the other one just doesn't bounce back.
But physically the
correct
healthy dog is healthy, though it is sad.
Yeah.
This has hit a hot button. Like, the texts are crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just want to say, before we start, all opinions are welcome here, because I don't think this is going to go well.
No.
Kenny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you have advice for Angela and the two dogs?
Not really advice, but I listening to it, I would go with at the same time.
You would put them both down?
Yes, only because at the beginning of her story, she did mention that they were both very old. So yeah. I've been through the heartache of putting dogs down, and I can tell you right now, if that dog is close to age where it's going to pass away anyways, the one that stays alive will definitely pass away from heartbreak.
You guys.
Without a doubt.
It is the Notebook,
no,
you guys.
No, and that is a so thing.
This is so sad.
Just because it's so old and it's the whole life. If they were 4 or 5 years old, I could see.
Yeah, well, then then it's an absolute no.
No way. Yeah.
Here's the thing that I would
say a real D-bag thing right now, though.
You're taking away.
Being old is not a reason to put someone down.
No.
But with somebody.
Yeah.
Being with somebody your entire life, being old and already on your way out the door.
Yep.
You're looking at maybe another year or so of hospital vet bills, but not if you're putting away its best friend. You're looking at maybe a month.
Yeah.
We did get a text that said this exact same thing happened with my two dogs. The healthy dog died naturally 4 weeks after the one that had cancer. And I'm sick reading these.
Thank you, Kenny. We appreciate it.
By a month, like exactly what
Which is the natural thing to do, not you might die.
You're
going to
put your 8-year-old daughter through two deaths in 1 month?
Or you grieve altogether and you explain that this is something that happens naturally.
What I don't like... Like, Eric is like, this is hard. And yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's no right answer.
Is.
I'm not mentally, like.
I know you're not.
My dog's a puppy. I can't.
No, I know.
Think about it.
And we don't want you to think about it, but.
I've lost dogs in my life, but not my dog.
It smacks really hard when it's your dog.
Yeah.
It's awful. Heather?
Yay.
Yay. What are we doing with these dogs?
To be honest, I think that if it were my dogs personally, and I don't know, I mean, I used to work Summit Vet Clinic, but I would personally, you know, euthanize the one that's sick, and I would not do the one that is still physically okay. I don't think it's going to be easy for anybody in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really going to be up to everybody to monitor, like, I mean, everybody, the dog. I mean, it's not going to be easy. That dog is going to be missing, you know, missing its sibling. But I mean, I do kind of have a problem with euthanizing a potentially healthy dog. And it could get better after a while.
But if it doesn't, can I interrupt you, Heather? Because I know you've been with dogs.
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know if I've ever said this out loud on the show before. We held on to Mojo too long.
That's different, though.
Because you're you're so selfish in that moment. You're like, I don't want to let go. And it's like, if this dog's ready to let go, which this dog appears to be ready to let go. Like,
but was Mojo sick?
Well,
kind of,
and yeah, was it really a big ailment? Because I understand that.
No, but it's that it's what Erica said earlier. They even have tests online for like quality of life. And if this dog is already sick enough that they took it to the vet because they thought it had the same thing, it has the same quality of life as a terminal dog.
I don't know if I agree. Mm-hmm.
But that's because we keep using the Notebook example at the end when he crawls into and when they pass away together. And there is, it's like he might have lived on longer, but he didn't want to. He didn't want to go on without his wife that he loved more than anything. And are these dogs in the same position where it feels like we're being gracious to them by extending their life?
That's what I thought. I'm like,
yeah.
I guess then the question is, though, could this dog, possibly get better after the other dog is gone because it's not seeing its sibling essentially suffering.
Yeah.
And
the reason I brought that up, Heather, is because what if you're wrong and the dog just gets so much worse?
And then you know, but you have to give it the chance.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're making an assumption.
I'm with Aaron.
No one is going to, fully know. Like, I can't see the future. All I can do is make the best judgment from what I know, and that is what I would do. I just think that it should be one dog and not both at once.
I get it, and I appreciate it.
And I don't like to let animals suffer either. I mean, my last dog, I let him go. I had to let him go a couple months ago because his health was bad.
Yeah.
And it got to a point where we just decided that that would be best for him. I mean, it wasn't easy for anybody, but it was the decision that was right for the dog.
Thank you for the call, Heather. Hack, I know there's a bunch of other...
Yeah, there's like an interesting suggestion, maybe separate them now. And kind of see, which seems like smart, but on the other hand, now you're taking away.
She just ended the quality of life for.
And some of these last few kind of precious days that they could have together, they're separate. I don't know. I agree. I don't know if there's a right answer.
Yeah. There was a text that said, if the healthy dog stops eating from depression, when do you pull the plug on that? How long do you wait for that dog to be depressed?
But you guys are, I hate admitting it. Like, I understand what you're saying, and you're right. But it just, as a person who held on too long.
I know, but this is different.
Because Mojo was sick. There was other things.
And this dog is sick. It's heart sick.
I believe
totally
that they should get a puppy. I hate to say they should get a puppy. A rescue dog.
Another caller said they should get a puppy. That often extends the life of an older dog.
You still have more opinions or you hate something we said. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.